Reading the news this morning, the small Victorian western town of Dimboola is the latest community threatened by the surging floodwaters. Several homes have already been flooded and residents have been told to evacuate. The large volume of water is putting immense pressure on the town's weir. Police are urging people to stay out of the floodwaters again. Four teenage boys were found swimming in the swollen Wimmera River at Dimboola. Police and SES crews pulled the boys from the water and gave them a stern warning. Storms have battered southeast Queensland for a second night. Strong winds and heavy rain again lashed the region, raising fears of flash flooding. And in central Queensland, flash floods are hampering the clean-up in Rockhampton. 25 millimetres of rain fell in less than an hour. Homes, businesses and several cars were flooded and roads were cut. The floods have claimed another life, this time in New South Wales. A three-year-old boy has been found dead in floodwaters at Martha Guy in the state's central west. His body was found near his home late yesterday after an extensive air and ground search. The prickly issue of human rights has dominated the first round of talks between the US president and his Chinese counterpart in Washington. At a joint news conference, President Obama says he's been candid in his discussions with Hu Jintao. The Chinese president says while disagreements exist, there's more to be done on human rights in his country.